is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third hour already. Can't believe it. Third and final hour today's show here on this Tuesday, February 6th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line this morning is Michael Hoover. He is a candidate announced for the U.S. Senate race here in Michigan. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you?
We're doing good, sir. And the first thing I want to ask you, what is going on with these rhino establishment politicians not showing up at these events that you guys are all showing up at? The grassroots candidates, you and others, show up, but no Mr. Rogers, no Myers, no James Craig. What the heck is going on? I'm talking about mostly the most recent one down there in Berry County that you guys just attended.
Well, I think it's because that it's not their neighborhood. You know, it's not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. It's not his people. It's not his voters. And so, you know, he really could care less. And I think really, you know, how he thinks he's going to try to get by and kind of escape through is just do commercials to the general population and to try to fool them that he is somebody that wants to represent them, which is you and I and everybody else knows that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing that I think is interesting is those ads themselves, you know, calling him a conservative fighter and on and on and on. And I'm going, wait a minute. This is the guy that is, I believe, still a paid political commentator for CNN. He's attacked Donald Trump, and now all of a sudden he comes out and wants to play nice and, you know, endorse him. I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of these flip-floppers, and here they think they can just parachute in and carpet bag into Michigan again and run for this seat. It's disgusting, and I honestly, Michael, I think you said it well, disrespectful to the people.
He's like watching a ping pong match. He loves Michigan. He moves to Florida. He's for privacy. He wrote the Patriot Act. He wants to have peace, but he supports the war in Iraq and Ukraine. He's anti-Trump. Trump will never be elected again. And when he's not talking about Russian propaganda, he's really reloading the gun and shooting himself in the foot. Now I love Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just amazing. Amazing.
Mars. Yep.
Do you think that once the signatures are turned in and the deadline is approaching, when is the deadline actually to get on the ballot?
April 24th.
Yeah, April 24th. So that's coming. And how are you looking on that front? How are the numbers coming in for your campaign?
Doing good. And that's always the thing that we're trying to do it 100% through grassroots. And so we've got a, you know, we've got teams all over the state that are helping us out. HooverForSenate.com. If you want to join us, we need you. Just take one. Take one page. Get 10 signatures from your family, your friends, people that want to have an option, a true conservative that you know is going to go in and live every single morning to get up and destroy the administrative state. That's the mission. That's what we've got to do. And that's my commitment to you. I'll make you proud. And we'll start winning again here in Michigan and in America.
Amen. Now, one other component to it, as these counties are having these events, I know you're traveling all over the state. Again, Barry County most recently. You've been to others already, many others.
Yes.
What does it appear that is there any large forum event that any of these guys have committed to at this point that you've heard of here in the about 30-second answer before the break?
There's one coming up. Here's the thing. They commit and then they don't show up. But there's one coming up in Macomb that I'm told that, you know, kind of more of an establishment thing, and they're going to show up to that one. So that should be a great opportunity for us to go head-to-head. I did go head-to-head with him in Oakland County, and he basically ran out of the room.
Oh, we're going to talk about that one because I didn't hear anything about that.
Excellent. Okay.
Michael Hoover for Senate.
Confronting Mr.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Michael Hoover, candidate for the U.S. Senate. And I did not hear about this. I didn't see any reporting on it in MERS. I didn't see it in MLive. I didn't even see it in the Detroit News. Michael, where was this event that you had an opportunity to confront Mr. Rogers?
So it was in Oakland County, and it was in their 500 club. So it's kind of a smaller group. I don't know. I guess there was about 50 to 60 people in there. There were some news. WWJ was there. And okay. So Michael Campbell was there. So there should have been a little bit of reporting. But, yeah, I had an opportunity to go right after him because he was up first and I was up second.
Now, in his speech, in his comments to the folks there, what was it that he was trying to say or infer or imply? Because I've been to his website for his campaign. I don't see any issues there.
He's a politician. He won't talk. He'll just talk about the border. He'll talk about the debt. He'll talk. You know, what was really funny is he made a comment about Ukraine, but he's previously supported the war in Ukraine. So, you know, he's a flip-flopper. He's like I said, like watching ping pong. So
right.
He just talks really generically about everything.
And you then got up and offered some kind of rebuttal to his speech, or did you go flat out after him?
I just went right after him and said, you know, I'm going to go off script a little bit and talk a bit about his past, the fact that he wrote CISPA. He's in on the Patriot Act. He wants to spy on us. That debt went up 500%. He voted for every single debt increase every single time. His family benefited greatly because of his connections into the Intelligence Committee. He moved to Florida. He moved. Now we don't even know where he lives now. This is not somebody that's truly, wants to represent people in Michigan, and that's how I went after him.
Wow. And you're saying in response to that, he basically was offended and just stormed out of the building.
Walked out as soon as I started.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Couldn't handle the truth, huh?
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, that's funny. You dang right I did. Oh, man, that's funny. Well, you know, the other component to that, Michael, is here we are, you know, in early February. Like you say, April 24th, the deadline for signatures to be turned in to get on the ballot. At that point, where do you think we go from here? Republican voting primary August 6th with early voting absentee. Yeah. What are we looking at, you think, once the signatures are gathered and we actually know who makes it onto the ballot?
So what's happening right now is you've got Rogers. He had the establishment get him on the ballot. You've got myself, who we're storming down the road to get it done. There's a lot of other candidates that got in late, and they're trying to play catch up to myself. And that's one of the reasons why I'm polling. And I was only a few of us that were allowed to the Mears event up in Traverse City, and we had a Senate forum up there. So here's the thing: is that I'm so fortunate to be the only candidate that was financially backed by FreedomWorks to be included by the Heritage Foundation, Council for National Policy, and several other conservative organizations. So we've got the momentum, and every time we have an opportunity to talk to people, we convert, and we convert really strong. And here's why. It's because we represent the Hoover family represents every single generation. We've got 8 millennials, and if you're going to win here in Michigan, you better have a connection to family. You better have lots of family. In our case, we have 8 millennials that are going to be reaching out to other brothers and sisters and the millennials. We have Gen Z. We have baby boomers. We have Gen X. And that's how we connect, because we connect on the issues and we can relate to them. I've lived in the cities of Detroit. I've lived in the suburbs. I lived in farm. I lived in a small town. I am Michigan. We are Michigan. And that's why we're going to win this election.
Good, good, good stuff. And one other point that I do want to make, tell the folks who may not know, tell them a little bit about your background business-wise with regards
sure.
to Dow Chemical and your own private businesses that you own and operate.
Well, thanks for asking. So, yeah, we've created thousands of jobs. We displaced 3,000 landfills across the country. We saved our country 200 million gallons of oil because we came up with a way to engineer plastic waste into production of automotive parts. So we've made a significant impact on not only the state of Michigan but across our country. Waste management, obviously, are big friends of ours. We also created a recycling center. We saved it, and our oldest son runs that, and we recycle everything you can think of. We protected thousands of Michiganders from Greater Lansing to Metro Detroit from the diseases that mosquitoes and ticks carry. We were trusted by far by anybody else in the we were franchise of the year. We employed hundreds of people. We brought in a teenager from Flint because I knew if this kid needed, if he had a home and he had a dad and he had family to support him, he could do something. Robert's now a Division I football coach for New Mexico State. We've always tried to give back, and when we went into the city of Detroit, because we once lived in the city of Detroit, and we saw poverty on a whole different level. So we went into those schools and helped teach those kids about small business and stocks. And just the care from their neighboring communities. When we here in the greater Lansing area, when COVID hit, the homeless shelters reached out and said, "Hey, can you help? We've got a lot of needs here." So we delivered over 1,500 pounds of food. Hoover family loves Michigan, and we love to serve, and we will represent you. I'm the only candidate that's been in Rand Paul's office, J.D. Vance's, Rick Scott, Tim Scott, met with Josh Hawley. I'm already doing the work, and so that we're talking about how we're going to win for the future, because if we don't win in 2024, this country will collapse. I was talking to Kevin Roberts, president of Heritage Foundation. That's exactly his words. If we don't win in 2024 and we don't have and we don't get after and destroy the administrative state, kiss this country goodbye. So you've got to – this is so critical. This is the time that we must have people that have experience with leadership, experience, have integrity and compassion, have traveled the world, and can get the job done. HooverForSenate.com. Come aboard.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I do have the previous guest lined up for this slot. He got out of his meeting and said, "Can I still get on your show?" So I have to cut it short, but I greatly appreciate you coming on such short notice. And again, the website for people to go to, the volunteer and sign up to help you out with your signatures.
Hoover, H-O-O-V for victory, E-R-F-O-R, Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E.com. We love you. Thank you.
Okay, brother. Thanks a lot. Stay safe out there on the campaign trail and keep punching Mr. Rogers every time you see him.
I punch everybody that's in my way to save this country and save this state. So there's only one guy that can go get this job done, and you're talking to him.
Amen. All right, brothers. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Trucker.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Michael Hoover for the U.S. Senate, and I'm going to reach out real quick and try to get state representative on that we've been playing tag. He was in a meeting actually in Lansing, so let's see if we can get him connected into the show as well. One last thing I do want to comment on. We're going to get a field report on Friday from Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She was down on the border crossing convoy rally this past week, and she's going to be coming on giving us her field report as to what happened with the folks down there. So that will be on Friday's show in the third hour as well. So appreciate Michael Hoover coming on. And these are grassroots people. These are not the establishment, politicians, Rogers, Meyer. Rumors are that James Craig is dropping out, should be dropping out soon. Fundraising's not going well. Signatures are not going well. He doesn't attend any of these events. Honestly, I don't even know why the heck James Craig got it into this race when he told us before he wanted to be the governor of the state of Michigan. Now all of a sudden he wants to be a legislator and go to the U.S. Senate. So, but we're having some technical difficulties here with the state rep. Let's see. I'll text him this here. Need to reset your connection. Don't see you as available. So we'll see what we can do to get that rectified. And then lastly, a couple of your comments coming in. No surprise that they're not showing up. No surprise in that. Also, Nikki is telling us about MAC, the Michigan Association of Counties. They are totally against Ax My Tax. They've said publicly they're going to, quote unquote, shut it down. But at the same time, they are in support of the Citizens for Local Choice petition drive, the one that gives wind and solar permit siting back to the local municipalities. So appreciate that update, Nikki. And let's see, one other one here. I got Michael Hoover. Thank you. All right. I'll send him a response there. One last thing I did want to mention, too. If for any reason you missed the Robert's Rules of Order class, the Michigan State Constitution class we did on December 2nd there at Jay Sporting Goods in Gaylord, or this past Saturday that we did up in St. Ignace, We do already have another one planned in Traverse City. This one's going to be on Saturday, April the 13th. It's going to be the same hours. Open the doors at 9:30. Class will start at 10. We'll go into about 1:30 with a little break in there. And this one is being hosted by the Grand Traverse County Republican Party. It's going to be right there at the what they call now the Cherryland Center. It used to be the Cherryland Mall. Well, the Cherryland Center is right on the corner of Garfield and South Airport. If you're familiar with Traverse City, it's just down the road from Costco and other stores in the area right there on the corner of Garfield and South Airport Road. If you're interested in attending, signing up for that one, text me the word class. I'll send you the flyer as well as the website, acconservatives.org. We already got that one planned, and we're going to start promoting it as well as the folks down in all the surrounding counties. They're going to be reaching out to Charlevoix. They're going to be reaching out to Antrim, Otsego, Crawford County, Benzie, Manistee, Leelanau, and, of course, Grand Traverse, right where they're hosting the event. So, yeah, we're still having technical issues. I'm going to have to do a reset, I think. Maybe my connection is still hooked up with Michael Hoover somehow, and we'll have to terminate the call and reapproach the studio here during the bottom of the hour break. Representative, I still don't see you, so we'll do what we can during the break to see if we can rectify that. So greatly appreciate you guys. I thought I had it all lined up, ready to go. He texts me and available. He's out of his meeting. Can I come on now? And I ended the conversation with Michael Hoover and now having technical difficulties getting him on. So we'll work on it. We'll get it fixed. Short story I did want to get to out of MERS News Service, and this is kind of interesting. Wall Street Journal putting out a piece that many are calling a hit piece on Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud shared on social media that local law enforcement needs to ramp up its presence across all places of worship and major infrastructure points due to this person's opinion piece. Outside contributor Stephen Stilinski, longtime executive director of the Middle East Media Research Institute. Within the first 100 words, Stilinski illustrated throughout Dearborn, people were celebrating the October 7th Hamas-led attack against Israel. Stilinski added that the community's local enthusiasm for jihad against Israel and the West extended beyond celebrating Hamas, which has been recognized by the United States government as a foreign terrorist organization, all the way back to October of 1997. Ultimately, he wrote that the community, through events hosted by the city's mayor mosque and its Islamic Montessori school, all supported the Lebanon-based Hezbollah, the Shiite Islamist militant group. Armed with popular mobilization forces in Iraq and led the attack against Israel on October 7th. So now the mayor of Dearborn says they have to ramp up police protection, fearing that they may be attacked as a result of this piece coming out in the Wall Street Journal. So this was a breaking story. I just got it here during the top of the hour news and was sent to the radio station, and kind of interesting piece put out in the Wall Street Journal. State Representative Alabas Farhat of Dearborn also believes that the opinion piece put in the Wall Street Journal is actually calling Dearborn America's jihad capital. Inflames hate and bigotry against my people. Kind of an interesting short story to get in for the break. We're going to try to fix things on the other side. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.